This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Governor Greg Abbott is marking his latest endorsement for re-election. It comes from the Texas Municipal Police Association. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider has more.
Abbott pointed to recent policy accomplishments such as mandatory bail denial for people charged with some of the most violent felonies and ramped up enforcement of immigration laws.
Going forward, we understand that both law enforcement and public safety, they require ongoing vigilance. It's not like, well, we have achieved the result today and don't have to work on it tomorrow. We've got to work on law enforcement and public safety every single day. And that is what we are pledging to the people of Texas today.
Abbott says his future priorities include creating a state prosecutor who would be able to charge alleged criminals for violent offenses when district attorneys fail to do so in a sufficient amount of time. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
After several months of delays, Harris County commissioners have appointed an interim county attorney. Deputy County Attorney Jonathan Fombaum will serve as the county's interim chief legal advisor.
I see the county attorney's job as being a practical partner to this court, helping you understand the legal landscape, finding solutions to legal problems, raising issues when we need to, and staying out of the way when we don't.
Fombaum was appointed after former county attorney Christian Menefee announced he was running for Congress. Harris County residents had the opportunity last night to comment on a controversial proposal for Herman Park. Harris Health wants to use about 9 acres of the park to expand Bentob Hospital. Local Super Neighborhood President Tamara Bell asked about expanding into a floodplain.
Because this will never come back. We will flood. The medical center will not flood because they have walls all around it that they put in back in 2003 after Allison. So this is a fact to telling the public, you don't give a damn.
There's a final vote on the project expected for March. Cloudy skies this evening, breezy, patchy fog expected later on tonight. Overnight lows should be around 70 degrees. Chance of rain is up to 60% for Friday. I'm Gail DeLauder, News.